It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Kurt Michael Fries of Iowa City passed away suddenly last week at the age of 54. He was an extraordinary man who, by all accounts, felt that he could and should make a difference by working hard for what he believed in. He was a frequent guest on this program because he was constantly involved in new projects. Local food was one of his main passions. With his wife, Kim McWayne Fries, he opened the restaurant Devotee in 1996 in Iowa City. The restaurant was named for the couple's children, Devin and Taylor, and it was one of the first farm-to-table restaurants in Iowa. He was the author of A Cook's Journey, Slow Food in the Heartland, the co-author of Chasing Chili's, Hot Spots Along the Pepper Trail. He was the publisher of Edible Iowa River Valley. He was the founding leader of Slow Food Iowa City. He served on the Slow Food USA National Board of Directors, and his columns on photos on food, wine, and travel have appeared in local, regional, and national newspapers and magazines. In 2016, he decided to run for the Johnson County Board of Supervisors on a platform of preserving farmland in the North Corridor from residential development and removing barriers to local food production. And in addition to his work in Iowa City and Johnson County, he also served as director of local food and advocacy at Nubo City Market in Cedar Rapids. He was also active in the campaigns, the political campaigns of others, an activist for causes he believed in, and of course, a beloved husband, father, and friend. And I'm sure there were many things that he did that I haven't mentioned. For the next few minutes, we're going to look back on his life and talk about his legacy, and you are welcome to join the conversation as well. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. With me is Michelle Kenyon, Director of Field to Family, an organization working for more local, healthy, and sustainable regional food system. Michelle, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And I know that your work is in the local food movement, and you really considered Kurt to be a mentor. Can you tell me a little bit about when you first connected with him?
Yes, I first connected with Kurt when I first started working for Field to Family in 2009. We were considering starting a farm-to-school chapter. And I had known he had a past in local foods that went way beyond my time. And, you know, farm to school connects farmers to the schools, increases school gardens, and increases the amount of local foods in the cafeteria. He was able to provide some history of his own efforts working with the food service staff in our school district.
Which was extensive.
Actually, it was. He was ahead of his time. The support just wasn't quite there yet, but it didn't stop him from knocking on the door several times and bringing in chefs to the school cafeterias, showing the staff how to make simple and create simple recipes with local foods.
When you first met him, I would love to hear your impression. I mean, I just read a partial list of all of the things that he was involved with. When you first met him, what did you know about him as far as his impact on local food? Because he was really at the forefront of that movement here in Iowa, but also around the country.
Right, absolutely. He was well known for creating a restaurant based on the growing season, based on relationships with farmers, close relationships with farmers. You would walk into Devotee and see a list of numerous farmers that just went on and all the ingredients they were sourcing for their menu. His commitment to using local food was strong. And, of course, it was new at the time. There weren't many restaurants in the state even that were sourcing as much local as Devotee. He also was known as a writer and loved to read about food, study about food. I mean, his love for local food went beyond just experiencing it and cooking it. He wanted to know more about it, and he had already brought numerous national renowned food writers into Iowa City.
Well, and speaking of renowned food writers, I have one of those on the line as well. Alyssa Altman is the author of Poor Man's Feast, also has been a guest on this program. And I never probably would have known about her, except that Kurt sent me an email and said, you have to read this woman's book. She's coming to Iowa and you have to interview her. She's incredible. Alyssa is with us on the line as well. Hello, Alyssa.
Hello, Charity. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. And give us a little bit of your perspective, and we'll talk personally in a little while, but help us understand Kurt's place in the slow food or the local food movement nationally.
Well, Kurt, you know, Kurt, I think, you know, to back up just a little bit, Kurt was probably one of the most kind, fair, and ethical people, writers, food people, chef, small business owner, so on and so forth, I've ever known. And the core of Slow Food, both Slow Food USA, which is a national, you know, national program, but also an international program. I think it's in something like 160 countries, and there are, you know, thousands and thousands of members. The core values of Slow Food are, you know, good, clean, and fair, and, you know, that good nutrition is a right for everyone at, you know, everywhere. That ecosystems and society should be diverse, that community and place should be joyful, and we should all be able to sit down at the table with each other, both, you know, metaphorically and literally, that, you know, our natural resources need to be protected, food needs to be promoted that is local and seasonable and sustainably grown, and so on and so forth. And so, you know, this was an organization that was founded originally in Italy by a man named Carlo Petrini. You know, some years ago, Alice Waters of Chez Panisse, who Kurt knew well, was very involved in it. And so I think it was a natural fit for him, both as a food professional, as a small business owner, and just as a person, because he embodied all of those values. If you removed him from the food community, which is an unthinkable thing, but if you removed him from the food community, he would still embody all of those values. And so when he was involved with Slow Food in Iowa, it just seemed to be, you know, it seemed to be the perfect fit. I mean, here is this beautiful state with this, you know, enormous agricultural resources and with a tremendous agricultural history. And it was his goal and his, he felt, I think his duty to maintain all of the old, you know, what we call in the food world foodways. And I think he did that, and that was what drove him and what motivated him.
Alyssa, I have so many more questions for you, but I also want to give other people an opportunity to share their memories as well. And the phone lines are full. David is on the line in Iowa City. Hi, David.
Hi, Charity.
Hi, what would you like to say about Kurt?
Well, I wanted to just share a couple of, you know, really specific anecdotes. You know, we've been talking a lot of the big picture stuff, but, you know, I'm a chef, I'm a local food activist too. This is probably 20 years ago, we were working together to start Field to Family, actually, who Michelle's the director of. And, you know, it's just a very specific thing. You know, we were taking a vote about something. The vote did not go Kurt's way, but he was completely unflustered and completely democratic about it. He accepted it and just, you know, carried on with the mission. It was really quite impressive, you know.
Yeah. For a man with such strong vision and such strong opinions, he was good at listening and being conciliatory?
Well, just that he really believed in the democratic process, I think. You know, that's, yeah, exactly. The vision was, or the movement was more important than anything else, I think. And you know, one other kind of sadly poignant anecdote, we were, again, 20 years ago chatting at the beginning of this, you know, when local food was really just starting to be a buzzword. And, you know, we sat there and realized that the work of the movement would be still going on after we were gone. And so it's a great shock that has come much sooner than any of us expected.
Yeah.
But I think to just, you know, the best honoring of his memory would be to stay active and keep working on this movement.
Yeah. Well, and it is remarkable to think about how far it has come in the years that you have been working on it and Kurt has been working on it. David Burt, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Matt is also on the line in Mount Vernon. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you, Charity?
I'm good. Matt Steigerwald, I assume, from Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you like to share?
Well, you know, we moved here in 2000, and I had never been to Iowa before. I'm from the East Coast. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I was looking for someone to work with when I first moved here. I had no intention of opening the Lincoln Cafe, but I didn't know anybody, and found him when I came here because everybody said that if I was interested in doing local foods, you know, that he would be the person to work with. And he gave me a job right away, right when I got here, and I worked for him for about 6 months while I figured out opening the restaurant in Mount Vernon. And it was a real lifeline for me because I literally knew no one here except my wife. And to have someone who had the same values as I did was so helpful because there was, at the time, you know, in Iowa at the time, there was not a whole lot of that. And it was just a real comfort, and I'll never forget that. And he was just so helpful to me getting the restaurant open, knowing the farmers to call. There were not many at the time. There's plenty now. You know, I'll just always be thankful for that. It was just really, really helpful.
Right. Well, and you talk about not knowing anyone. Kurt knew everyone.
Yeah, indeed, he did. He was the right person to get a hold of when I came out here, for sure.
Well, Matt Steigerwald, thank you for calling.
Sure, thank you.
Mike Carberry is on the line next, Johnson County supervisor, of course, served with Kurt as a supervisor. Hello, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Charity. Yeah. Thanks for having this program about Kurt. Kurt's been a dear friend, for probably one of my best friends for the last 15 years. And you're right, he helped so many people get elected. He helped me get elected, and he was considering running for office when I did. And he said, well, Mike, since we share the same values and we're going to run on the same issues like urban sprawl, local foods, et cetera, he says, I'm going to help you get elected. And then in 2 years, I'll run and you help me get elected. And that's exactly what happened. I'd just like to talk a little bit about Kurt's love of the land, the soil. Kurt was so much into protecting natural areas and farmland from urban sprawl, you know, from what he called lily pad development. And he had a saying that I'll always remember him for and I will always use. He says, we need to stop pouring concrete on good farmland. And, you know, not only did Kurt support local foods, but he also supported, you know, traditional agriculture if it was done sustainably. And, you know, he fought for clean water. He fought for against animal confinements and some of the things that are you know, polluting our environment if they're not done sustainably. So Kurt, you know, so many issues that he ran on, that he worked so hard on. He just had the biggest heart. He was always working on issues of equity and making sure to lift people up who didn't have a voice.
Well, Mike Carberry, thank you for sharing your remembrance.
You're welcome, Journey.
And we have just a couple of minutes left, and so many people who have shared remembrances online and so many words that I wish that I had time to share. But Alyssa, I want to ask you before we run out of time, Kurt brought you to Iowa, and it's very clear that, I mean, Kurt had standing on the national scene, even internationally with the slow food movement, but he was so committed to working here in Iowa. And you're in Connecticut. Can you give us, from your sort of outsider's perspective, why do you think Kurt loved Iowa so much? What was his commitment?
I think that he could see, and I say this as a, you know, as a New Englander, but I think having spent significant amount of time in Iowa with Kurt and his community and his family, is that I think that he was an eternal optimist, and he could see in his community and in his neighbors and in the world around him, possibility, and the fact that I think he believed that if he elevated people, even people on the other side of the political fence with vastly different beliefs, that he would bring out the best in everyone around him, and he did that. And for you know, some places I think are ripe for that sort of thing, and some places are much more divided. And I think that he felt, as I think we all feel, that Iowa is very much a place where people want to come together, and he brought as many people together as he possibly could, and he did it with love and a sense of integrity and fairness. And, you know, it's just unthinkable that he's not here. But we're going to have to keep doing this in his name.
Alyssa Altman, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Charity.
Alyssa Altman, author of Poor Man's Feast, and Michelle Kenyon, we have just about 1 minute left. What are your thoughts as you move forward? I mean, Kurt is gone, but so much of his work continues. There are so many people now committed to the local food movement in Iowa. What do you think his legacy is?
His legacy has been defined. He was a very forward, innovative thinker when it comes to community food systems, when it comes to building a community where people are welcomed and supported. A lot of the efforts that he's been involved in with the Johnson County Board of Supervisors are really just getting started. He's planted a lot of seeds. Many have germinated. Many have rooted. He fought for funding for a food hub for Johnson County, and that's just getting started. He supported farm stands that provided access to more people for local foods, a plan, a comprehensive plan for the historic Poor Farm that Johnson County owns and manages that includes a farm incubator and so many other exciting projects. His work will continue.
Well, Michelle Kenyon, thank you, and I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Michelle Kenyon, Director of Field to Family. We've been remembering Kurt Michael Fries, who passed away last Friday. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.